Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 2, verses 21 to 23. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 90. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, 9 to 11. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is acquire and use goods, earthly goods, in His sight. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that we have been given new life in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, the question is, how do we search and focus only on heavenly things and kill everything in us that belongs to earthly life? First, we must reconfirm and reaffirm that the author and giver of the life we possess is the Almighty, the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that He alone knows the shortness of our life. Hence, the psalmist says, to Him we must go back and beg Him to relent and rescue us from sinking in the mud of family troubles and squabbles, the mud of bad governance, the mud of extreme greed for wealth, and the mud of death. To Him we must go to ask for mercy and for deliverance. Secondly, when we are before the Lord, we must renew our thoughts on reliance on Him and Him alone. For the idea that my wealth and possessions will guarantee my happiness and security in this life is far from the truth. Thus, the Lord says in today's gospel to watch and be on our guard against avarice of any kind. For our life is not made secure by what we own. Our life is not made secure, in other words, by our wealth. In fact, the preacher says in today's first reading that all for which we labored, or all for which we labor wisely, skillfully, and successfully is vanity. In other words, all for which we will labor, all for which we have labored, all for which we labor is no more than a mere breath. Hence, my brothers, my sisters, one could say that life is short, fame is short-lived, wealth amounts to no more than a merest breath, says Father Jeffrey Plant. And so, my brothers, my sisters, if time spent on acquiring accolades, becoming successful, and holding on to our possessions in this world is destructive, and like the grass which springs up in the morning and withers and fades in the evening, then lastly, we must reject the rich man's method in today's gospel reading. Our Lord Jesus notes that the rich man's wealth acquisition strategy and management would lead to death, because the quest to have more and more will gradually become our one priority in life. And when that happens, we will be enslaved by things that belong to earthly life, and the worship of God becomes when it suits me, or if I ever remember. In other words, the worship of the Lord becomes secondary. Therefore, in order to control that insatiable hunger for more earthly goods, we must develop a closer and deeper relationship with the Lord. For He alone will enable us to conquer the stings of death and hopelessness in this world. He alone will enable us to renew the world with our gifts and talents and to develop wealth acquisition methods which favor the poor, the needy, the people we lead and govern. And so, my brothers, my sisters, yes, the Lord will empower us. He does empower us to be rich in His sight, but for the good of others. May the Lord bless us and help us to be good, to be kind and generous in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.